Well, he's one of our favourites, TK, playing for the Bulldogs this season. He missed selection in Origin 1, but I'm sure he would have watched the game and would have been very proud of the performance of the New South Wales side. It's a very good morning to Aaron Woods. Good morning, mate.
Hello, boys. How are we?
Very well, thank you, mate. First up, what did you make of the Blues' performance?
Yeah, I thought they were really good, Loz, mate. I thought the forwards went, they played nice and strong through the middle early on in the game, and there's a lot of collision. And as Queensland normally do, they sort of get a bit of momentum back, and then I just thought we had too much firepower in the end, and you know the class of James Tedesco, Latrell Mitchell, just burned them too much in the end. It was a great game to watch, and I'm so happy for the boys, mate.
I know you would have been happy for them, a New South Wales victory, but it's a bit of a heartbreak for you not to be out there as well.
Oh yeah, definitely, TK. You know, it's something you always want to do. You want to be there, but you know, on another note, I was there. I got to watch a couple of best mates run around and. And, I was barracking for them like you wouldn't believe. And I think it's harder when you watch a game because you can't help control the outcome. So that was probably the most frustrating bit.
Yeah, it is frustrating. I was there the same, Woody, watching the game, hoping. And then I got a bit nervous when Gay Guy scored straight after the second half. And I'm thinking, no, not again. We've been in control of this game. And he scores and you look at the scoreboard and it's 12-6. And you're thinking to yourself, how did that happen?
Oh, Loz, mate, I was thinking the exact same thing, brother. Mate, it's just like it's all over again. Here we go. It's just like every year, they get back, and once the Queenslanders give them that little bit of sniff, a bit of momentum swings, don't they pounce, mate? But, I thought, that 50-50 call with Gay Guy coming off his line where he dropped it, I thought that was just a massive boost for us, and we ended up going back-to-back scoring those two tries, and I thought that really dented Queensland. And, the loss of James Maloney and to see how well Nathan Cleary controlled that game, mate, they were enormous. It was, Cleary's first game, he's 20 years of age, and to see the way he controlled an Origin game at that level, it was unbelievable.
You're determined to force your way back into that side?
Always, but, the hard thing is they won, mate, so, there won't be any changes unless someone's injured, So, mate, like I said, I still support them, but, I'm going to go there and play the best I can, and we play against, it's lucky enough I get to play against one of the guys that's one of the front rows, Paul Vaughan, and Tarek Sims was 18th man and Jack DeBellin as well. So I'm really excited to play against them on Monday.
What do you have to do, Woodsy, to get back into that arena, do you think?
I think, from what, I haven't heard from anybody there, but from what they're talking about, they're just relying on quick play the balls and getting early ball to their edges. So I think probably just have to be quick in the ruck and get a bit more quick play the balls at the moment with the Bulldogs.
Has it made you more determined? Was it a wake-up call you needed, Woodsy? Or, do you think you've now got to go to another level?
Oh, definitely, you sort of, I'd be lying to say if, I was happy not being picked, mate. You want to be there. It's part of rugby league. It's the pinnacle, one of the pinnacles of the game, playing State of Origin. And to miss out, you do get a bit filthy, but, mate, it's how you react. And it burns you more that you want to, come back to training. You try and, not that you don't try harder than normal, but you just got that fire you want to keep ripping in and, you want to make them talk about your name again and just bring your name in the selection frame.
Sure.
Woodsy, you've had a tough couple of years at Clubland with the Tigers and now with all the dramas happening at the Bulldogs. What is the latest with yourself, mate? Because there are some rumblings that the Dogs are trying to offload you.
Yeah, Loz, mate. Each day it's I'll find out something from my mates. I'm going to another club or a different club. But I went away on the weekend, got away from everything, and I was hopefully come back to just sort everything out. But my manager's gone. He was down with the Origin. I think he gets up later on this week down from Melbourne. So I'll sit down and probably talk to him over the weekend. But at the moment, mate, I want to be here. It's a great club, the Bulldogs, and I've really enjoyed my time here. Got some really good people. Dean Pay is unreal. So I've really enjoyed it. And like I said, mate, I want to stay, but, sometimes things don't happen. Rugby league, it's a funny war game, but at the moment, I know I'll be here, definitely.
Does it annoy you, though, mate, that your name is, constantly linked with being, moved on? Because, it's your first year at the club. You're really enjoying your time there at the Dogs, and you're playing with your best mate in David Clemmer. But, the fact that they want to move you on so early into a four-year contract, that must, piss you off.
Yeah, it sucks, Loz, and the people here at the club are unreal. So, like I said years before, I've really enjoyed my time, but, sometimes things do happen in rugby league, and they're out of our control sometimes, and it's just part of the way, like you said, you don't make Origin, it's how you react, it's just the way you handle yourself, and it's a test of your character. And, you know, if it's meant to be, I'm here. I'm going to love it and I'll stay and I'll take both hands. If not, I'll have to move on. It's just part of life. And, you know, there's no point holding grudges because, mate, I've really enjoyed my time here. And like I said, mate, it's unreal. And I just want to stay. But, you know, there's a realisation that I could maybe not be here. So, and you got to get your head around that. So, but, mate, first and foremost, I just want to stay. And like I said, I've enjoyed my time here.
I don't want to press you too much, mate, but I will. Cronulla are the favourites. Newcastle wanted you, but the story was that you didn't want to leave Sydney or your partner didn't want to leave Sydney. And you got your great mate James Tedesco at the Roosters. Give us a pricey on all those comments.
Oh, mate, as I said to you, I phoned up to my mate. Apparently it was South the other week and Manly the week before. But, mate, look, to be honest with you, mate, I'm just playing footy and that's my manager's job. But you know what, boys, once it does happen, you'll be the first to find out.
You're a good man. And in between all this, mate, your little break to get away from things and get your head together, coming back now, what immediate goals?
Mate, just to get Bulldogs in the winning frame again. You know, we had a good 5-6 days off with the bye weekend. I was lucky enough, like I said, I went up with Noosa, I got away for a bit. We just come back and, you know, well, before we went away, we had a little bit of, talk, goal setting, and, you know, we spoke about, we've been in, I think there's six games where we've been beaten by 6 points or less, you know, and just try to figure out a way of things that we can change to, you know, at our training and ways we can fine-tune our attack, because if we can score one more try, then we're in the game. And, you know, that's our biggest goal is to, you know, we've been the effort's there every week, but now it's execution, and that's what we want to do, and we want to have a big run home and, you know, try and knock off a few of these teams.
Yep.
Well, wish you all the best on the weekend, Woodsy. All the best for the future, mate. Thanks for being so honest, and you certainly know that TK and I are supporting you.
Appreciate it, boys. Thanks for having me again.